Well, good morning. My name is Rob Daniels, and welcome to Visions and Sound. For those that may not know who I am, Visions and Sound is a movie, TV, and video game soundtrack program. And I just want to make one thing clear right off the bat. This is not a classical music show. While there are elements of classical music, the music I'll be playing on this show will be from the modern masters like Jerry Goldsmith, Elliot Goldenthal, Howard Shore, Thomas Newman, Bear McCreary, and the list goes on and on. Hope you stick with me through the night as I bring you the music. I figured I'd start off this week with one of the true masters of film music for the past 50 years. Jerry Goldsmith made his mark early in the film music from the as a clerk typist for the music department at CBS. There he was given a small composing assignments for such radio programs as Romance and the CBS Radio Workshop. He would later move on to such shows as The Twilight Zone, and it was also Golden Age composer Alfred Newman who would hire him to score the film Lonely Are the Brave. As for the rest, it is history, so to speak. Goldsmith would continue to compose for such classic films as Planet of the Apes, The Sand Pebbles, The Omen, Total Recall, and Medicine Man, and almost right up until his death, 2004, he was still composing. Probably one of the best known of his scores from the past 30 years is, of course, Star Trek The Motion Picture from 1979. The score would feature a most unusual instrument called a blaster beam, representing the voice of the cloud V'ger. A blaster beam, for those that may not know, is an electronic musical instrument about 15 to 18 feet long, strung with numerous tensed wires under which is mounted electric guitar pickups, which can be moved to alter the sound produced. The instrument is played by striking, plucking with the fingers, or sticks, pipes, or even used artillery shell casings, of course. Now, the main theme from the movie would eventually go on to be used in the TV series Star Trek The Next Generation. Here is some of Jerry Goldsmith's music from Star Trek The Motion Picture.
Thank you.
music from the film Star Trek, the motion picture from 1979. That's music by Jerry Goldsmith. Well, welcome back to Visions and Sound on CKWR. As this week, I'm introducing myself and I'm going to play some music that I think will give a good overview of what you've been, what you're going to be hearing in the next coming weeks, months, and years. Have you ever been listening to music and suddenly realize what the composer was intending? Well, that's what happened with this next score, 1492, Conquest of Paradise by Vangelis. And before I get phone calls saying, it's Vangelis, no, it's, I have it on good authority that it is, in fact, Vangelis. Vangelis is an, by Vangelis, by the way, is an amazing combination of electronic music and traditional scoring. Now, Vangelis is probably best known for his Oscar-winning score to Chariots of Fire, but also known for such films as Blade Runner, The Bounty, and more recently, Methodia and Alexander, his first North American film score since Conquest of Paradise. Now, although 1492 did not do so well in the theaters, the score, in fact, rises above this, and boy, it creates an amazing musical image, and I'm hoping that you'll get that here. So here is a little bit of the score to 1492, Conquest of Paradise by Vangelis. Thank you. My name is Rob Daniels, and welcome back to Visions in Sound. As we look at the scores of that I hope that will give new listeners, the shows that have, that for those that haven't heard the show before, a good overview of soundtrack music. Well, next I go back to one of the fathers of modern film music, Eric Wolfgang Korngold. Now, Korngold was born in Vienna and was a child prodigy that would garner attention from the classical music composers such as Richard Strauss and Gustav Mahler. Now, in 1935, he immigrated to the U.S. and to escape Hitler's annexation of Austria. Korngold would enter the world of film scoring and create the syntax for which film scoring is used today. Unfortunately, his work would pass virtually unnoticed until his death in 1957. Now, one of the many famous swashbucklers, or Schwanzbucklers, as Korngold was known to call them, would also go on to score The Adventures of Robin Hood, starring Errol Flynn. Now, Korngold would also score several Errol Flynn films, including Captain Blood, The Prince and the Pauper, and The Seahawk, among many others. Now, this particular recording that you'll hear of The Adventures of Robin Hood is not the original. It was re-recorded in 1983 for Varese Saraband by the Utah Symphony Orchestra, produced by son Eric. Produced by Eric's son, George Korngold. So here's a little bit of music from The Adventures of Robin Hood by Eric Wolfgang Korngold. classics in the soundtrack world. That's music by Eric Wolfgang Korngold. That's music from The Adventures of Robin Hood. Well, you're listening to Visions and Sound on CKWR. My name is, of course, Rob Daniels. Well, welcome back. As this week I play the music to help introduce myself to a whole new audience of listeners. When I first heard about the reimagination of Battlestar Galactica, I can honestly say that I was skeptical. The first miniseries really didn't impress me, and when I saw it, and so I didn't watch it for a while. And I can't remember the specific episode, but it impressed me enough to contact the composer of the music for the show. Now, he had the unusual name of Bear McCreary. Now, when season 2 rolled around, the music, well, it was absolutely amazing. So much so that the season 2 CD was number 1 on my best of on Visions and Sounds best of 2006. So I hope you'll agree with me that as you listen to the music from Battlestar Galactica season 2 by composer Bear McCreary.
Oh,
And just coming up on the hour of 3 a.m., yes, you're here with me on Visions in Sound, as I am a great to be here this week to present you soundtrack music and the way it should be heard. Anyways, welcome back to Visions in Sound, if you've been with me since 2 o'clock, as I introduce myself to a whole new audience that hopefully, and there'll be some that followed me over from that other radio station. The next score is from one of my favorite series of films to come out in the past few years. The Bourne series of films had a wonderful balance of action and story, and in the final film of the series, The Bourne Ultimatum, it's an action-packed film that just doesn't let up. Now, back for his third film, composer John Powell's score is a fitting end to the series. Well, maybe not end. We'll have to see on that one. Anyway, here is some music from The Bourne Ultimatum, with music by John Powell.
Thank you. Extreme ways that held me, that held me out late at night. Extreme places I had gone, that never seen any light. Dirty basements, dirty noise, dirty places coming home. Extreme worlds alone, did you ever like it then? I would stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this. Places, so many heartaches, so many faces, so many dirty things you couldn't even believe. I would stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
A little bit of music from The Bourne Ultimatum. That's music by John Powell. Well, welcome back to Visions and Sound. If you're interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here on Visions and Sound, you can contact me at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. Now, believe it or not, when I saw the first Lord of the Rings back in 2001, God, it seems like such a long time ago, I didn't like it. And that may have been because I saw a long movie before that called Vanilla Sky, or the fact that it was, I don't know, just a bit too long. In either case, it would take a second viewing to truly appreciate this masterpiece of filmmaking. Also surprising me was the score of Howard Shore. He had always struck me as a minimalist composer, and I was skeptical, at best, of what he was going to be able to pull off. Well, I was never happier to be wrong. With all that said, hope you'll enjoy this look at the score to the third part of the franchise, The Return of the King. Here is Howard Shore's Oscar-winning score to The Lord of the Rings, or part of it anyway, The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
Thank you. Thank you.
And well, that's all for me this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show and discovered something new in music that you may not have paid attention to. If you're interested in a track listing of today's program, feel free to contact me at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com, and I'll be glad to provide you one. Well, I'm going to end off today's show with some music, with the Oscar-winning song by Annie Lennox, Into the West, and I'll be back next week with more Visions in Sound.
Lay down your sweet and weary head. Night is falling. You've come to journey's end. Sleep now. Dream of the ones who came before. They are calling from across the distant shore. Why do you weep? Shores are calling, you and I.